message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. To God alone be all the glory. I have a few minutes left in this first session, and I trust God to pass something across to somebody tonight. The wonders of divine lifting. Or you can call it the wonders of supernatural lifting. That's better. The wonders of supernatural lifting. Supernatural lifting. Open your Bibles with me to Psalms 113 verse 7. Psalms 113 verse 7. And also 1 Samuel chapter 2. Now, okay, Psalm 113 verse 7 first. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. Also in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 7 and 8. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 7 and 8. The Bible said, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and he lifted up. He raised up the poor out of the dust again and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among the princes and to make them to inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. The wonders of supernatural lifting. Our God is a lifter of man. He lifted the poor out of the dust. He lifts them out of the dunghill. He sets them on high. Our God is a lifter of man. He specializes in lifting people. And it doesn't matter where you are tonight, either in the auditorium here, or you are watching us in Lagos, or anywhere you are in the world watching us right now, God is going to lift you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say God is going to lift you in the name of Jesus. In Job 22 verse 29, Job 22 verse 29, the Bible says, when men are cast down, then, somebody said then, that is when others are down, when others are on the floor, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. When others are on the bare floor, they don't know what to do with their life. They don't know the next step to take. They don't know the next move to make. They don't know where else to turn to. God is saying, you will be saying there's a lifting up. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. What is supernatural lifting? What is supernatural lifting? What is supernatural lifting? Supernatural lifting simply means the elevation and the upgrade of the destiny of a person through the power of God. The elevation, the upgrade, the moving upward of the destiny of a person through the power of God. Number two, what is supernatural lifting? It means moving of the life of a person from a lower level to the topmost top. Moving from a messenger level to a general manager level. Moving from a nobody level to a somebody level. That is where my God will take you from tonight. I said that is where my God will take you from tonight. It also means, number three, supernatural lifting also means to be placed in a position of honor and dignity. For God Almighty to place somebody in a place of honor. That is you we are talking about. I say that is you we are talking about. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. To place a person in a position, in a family, in a church, in a community, in a company, in a business, in a group of people, to place you in a place of honor, you will not suffer dishonor. I say you will not suffer dishonor. You will not suffer shame in life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loud amen? And I've been sent by God to tell you, you have stayed too long on this present level. God is about to change your level. You have stayed too long on a particular status, on a particular income. God is ready to move you forward and is going to do it tonight. I say he's going to do it tonight. He's going to do it tonight. It will move you from grass to grace. It will move you from nobody to somebody. Quickly tonight, within the limited minutes I have, I will be showing us examples of people that were supernaturally lifted. I always like examples. Many of us are students of mathematics. When they want to solve an equation, no matter how complex, they will give you an example. With that example, you can solve other equations. Hello? Once you can solve just one example, you can solve other examples. You can solve other questions. And as you can see tonight, as I'll be showing you, these examples will show that the same thing that God has done in those lives, because, you know, God is not a respecter of persons. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. God does not respect persons. He only respects principles. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. God does not respect persons. What he has done for one, he will do it for all. And in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteously is accepted of him. Tonight, you are the next person that God will lift in the family. I discovered in my little life that in every family, there are at least one person lifted. In every family. And God has sent me here tonight as a messenger of good news to tell you, you are the one that God will lift tonight. I say you are the one that God will lift tonight. Number one, and the first example is Abraham, Father Abraham. Abraham was, you will not even call him somebody at all. His story, his full story began from Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, where God appeared to him and told him to leave his father's house and his mother's house. That was the beginning of his story, as it were. But before that time, Abraham was a nobody. If you check Genesis chapter 11, you will see just the storyline of the generation of Abraham until they got to his father, Terah, talking about his sons. He had three sons. One of them died. And then he had two more sons. He had three sons. One died. He had two left. That's Abraham and one other. And then you could not really see much about Abraham. There was no story that Abraham was from a rich background, except when they talked about his generation in Genesis 11, verse 27. And now there were a generation of Terah, that's Abraham's father, which begat Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. Haran died. The third one died, so it remained Abraham and now. There was nothing spectacular about Father Abraham. If you check chapter 10, also you will just see just mere stories upon genealogies from beginning to end. This one gave birth to this one, Shem and Noah, Ham, Jephthah. All these stories, all these things. You will not really see anything there. About Abraham was this, his father had a sheep, he has this, he was a father of a... No, nothing like that. Until Genesis chapter 12, God appeared to him and said, Abraham, get thee out of thy father's house. Unto a land that I will show you. I want to make you great. And the Lord said unto him, Abraham, get thee out from thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. Somebody say amen. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And verse 4, and Abraham departed. This shows you that Abraham was nothing before this time. Abraham was nothing to reckon with, as it were. Until suddenly, God remembered him for lifting. Tonight, you have appeared in God's presence. He will remember you. I say, God will remember you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Abraham's life was transformed because of God's appearance to him. Either God comes to you or you go to God. Whichever way, you are with God and he must change your level tonight. I say God must change your level tonight. And Abraham became so blessed. And by the next verse, in Genesis 13 verse 1 and 2, Abraham was already rich in cattle, silver and gold. In verse 12, he was a nobody, was wandering at 75 years all over. By the next chapter, and Abraham went out of Egypt, and he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And in verse 2, and Abraham was, he was not only rich, they qualified it. They say he was what? Very rich in cattle, which was his line of business, in silver. And he says, somebody's rich in gold. Okay, what next? Somebody was speaking somewhere yesterday, and the person said, a lady, I was there also in that meeting, said a lady lost one earring of gold. Just one, and not the two, one. And she started shaking like jellyfish. She said, they started searching everybody. He said they were in a taxi and the lady couldn't find one ring. They said, oh yeah, start this off everybody. Oh yeah, let's search you. Remove your pants. Let us see. Now, Father Abraham was rich. He had more than enough of gold. That same line of blessing is shifting to your house today. It's shifting to your house today. In Genesis 14 verse 14, he had 318 servants. I don't even think Buhari has that. I don't think the president of the US has 318 personal guards, personal servants. 318, not 31. No. 318. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants. War men, warriors, not just yeah people. Born in his own house. He was ordinary servants alone in his house. Were 318. Ah, God will lift you. Amen. God will bring you out of obscurity to lift you. Amen. Listen to me. Nobody knows your name today. Very soon, your name will become a household name. Amen. Your name will become a household name. Amen. He was massively blessed because he was supernaturally lifted. I can preach a whole month sermon on Abraham's blessings. Massive. Massive blessing. Gigantic blessing. And you are having a taste of it today. Amen. Number two example of people that were lifted supernaturally by God is David. We all know the story of David. David was a forgotten, abandoned, and unrecognized child. His own father, you know the story very well. You are all Bible scholars. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, God speaking to Samuel said, I have rejected Saul. Why is it that you are still pitying over Saul? I have rejected him, and I have appointed for myself another king in his place. And that person is inside the house of Jesse. Oh yeah, carry your horn of oil. Move to his house. He said, yes, sir. And as he got there, he said, oh yeah, what's going on? Line up your boys. They lined them up. Eliab came. He said, this must be the guy. I think that should be verse 6. 1 Samuel 16, verse 6, or thereabout. Said, this must be the guy. And it came to pass when they were come, he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord anointed. The guy looked it. He looked like he was the person, but he wasn't the person. That's why some of you, those that you think that can really, some may God open your eyes. I said, may God open your eyes. You know, God will use you to put people to shame. He will use you to put the devil to shame. Because people never thought that you can become anything. They never could have believed that you can get to where you are today. And mark it, they ain't seen nothing yet. What? They have not seen anything yet. And they lined them up. Eliab, Abinadab, Shammah, all of them came in that line. God said no. God said no. Then all of a sudden, he went to the man. Are these all your children? He said, there remained just one. He's keeping my sheep. It can't be that one. No. He's a dirty person, you know. I don't think. We see when we are talking about kings. This look at the chest of this guy. This must be the king. He said, go and fetch him. All of us, nobody will sit down here. Nobody will see that. That person that you say is in the bush, get him. We no longer be inside the bush. We now be inside the sea. Go and fetch him. They will fetch for you. They will send for you. Where it matters, they will send for you. Can I hear your loudest amen? It's only in the lorry that you will be preaching this kind of sermon and the amen will be so low. The amen is too low. I'm sure people hearing me on the internet now, their amen, even in their various places, is more than this. You are going to be lifted this year. Let me hear your loudest amen. Friends, to cut long story short, this boy came. Immediately he came. God said, this is the one I want to lift. He has labored enough inside the bush. He has suffered. He has been smelling. He has been stinking. He has been unrecognized. He has been disdained and despised. They have looked down on him. This is the person I want to use. That's why I know that your present situation that makes people to look down on you is not the final. It's not the final. Because sooner than later, and it is this same year, 2018, you will experience supernatural lifting. Amen. Friends, they anointed that boy. That smelly boy. That boy that nobody thought can become anything. That boy that everybody said, no, he can never be him. They anointed him as king, and he became king. He will possess your throne. Amen. And that's why David said in Psalms 3, verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art my shield, my glory, and the lifter up of my what? Of my head. You are my defender. You are my shield. You are my glory. You are the one that is lifting me up. God will lift you up today. I say, God will lift you up today. I say, God will lift you up today. Number three example of those lifted by God supernaturally is Mordecai. Mordecai's son is worse than David's son. He was a captive that was taken captive. He was a nobody in the land of captivity. He was a man who was a gate man. He was not recognized, especially if it's in Nigeria. You can imagine how people treat people of low esteem in Nigeria. Nigeria is one of the worst places not to be elevated. Because people are so canna here. Very canna. If you travel abroad, people, everybody will say, hello, sir. Good morning, sir. Yeah, hello. But here, they will first look at you. They first see what you weigh. Say, wait till you carry. What are you driving? Where do you stay? Before they will know how to address you. Ah! Jehovah. Mordecai was a nobody. But he was a loyal person. In Esther chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible says, suddenly the king could not sleep. Esther 6 verse 1. All these stories are paraphrased stories. When you get home, you go and dissect it on your own. I don't have the time tonight to dissect all the story. It's a long story. And on that night, could not the king sleep? And he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. What was this record? At before this time, this man had done something good. They forgot him. He did something remarkable. They left him. They abandoned him. They promoted somebody else instead of promoting him. They lifted somebody else instead of lifting. Anybody that has taken your place, God will displace them today. Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen? Anybody that has taken your place, God will displace them today. Amen. And the king could not sleep that night. And they opened the book of Chronicles and remember that, this boy saved the king from assassination. And his change began. Your change begins from tonight. In verse 8, Esther chapter 6, verse 8. You have to move with me very fast. Esther 6, verse 8. He said, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rided upon, and the crown which was set upon him. These were the things that were set upon the head of Mordecai. Royal apparel for a gate man. He was riding on a horse, a gate man. A royal crown. Many of you have never worn crown before one day. A gate man here wore crown. You will wear your own crown. There are crowns. There's a crown waiting for us there. Wonderful crown. But there's a crown here for us too. And that crown is a crown of honor and dignity. You will wear your own. You will wear your own. Can I hear your amen? Amen. To cut long story short, in Esther chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 15, the life of the man changed. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. Haman was the enemy. They removed the ring on Haman's hand, which they gave to Haman. They gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. You will take over what belongs to you today. You will eat the wealth of Gentiles. In Esther 9 verse 4. Esther chapter 9 verse 4. You will see how God. He says. Verse 4. 4. God bless you, media. I praise you. I must not. For Mordecai was great in the king's house. And his fame went out throughout all the province. Your fame will grow out all. Will go through all your family. Your fame will go throughout all the city and the nation. The fame of this, and the Bible said, for this man Mordecai works greater and what? Greater and greater. He works 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 greater and greater. And in Esther 10, verse 3, also on Mordecai again, the gate man that was lifted. For Mordecai the Jew was next unto the king. The gate man became the second in command. From a nobody. For Mordecai was the Jew was the next unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. I speak peace to you today. Like Mordecai, I speak peace to you today. I can imagine him just rising to stardom, and then he's driving in his entourage, 25 cars, is in the middle, and 12 is in front, 12 at the back, and then he winds down and does like this. Hello. 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 The same Mordecai. Who used to wear clothes, they put number 113 there in the shirt with cap and with the belt. It was the one they were using since the time of Mungo Park. Is now somebody that became number 2 in the nation. God will dramatically change your family. Amen. God will change your story dramatically. Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen. In my place. You have been waiting for that. Okay, I will not tell you again. Hallelujah. The person they thought that could not even build a ramshackle house, he built an estate. The person that this person, she can never become anything. She's a nobody. He's a nobody. Are these ones? They are hungry people. The same person built estates. Oh! I speak prophetically to somebody today. There will be a replication of this order of testimony in your family today. There will be a replication of this kind of testimony in your life today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? I see I have more examples. I will reserve them to the next session. I want us to pray. These kind of things must happen in my life. I can't just be hearing it, just hearing them alone. No. I must see them. Is somebody ready to see them? Is somebody ready to experience them? Is somebody ready to experience them?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.